This morning I want to speak on about cultivating his presence. Just to bring his presence more and more and more. And I find the more I wait with him, soak with him, and just be in his presence. You know, you can wake up and the phone can go and it can be something that's quite disastrous or something. But then when you go, and that you could keep that on you and go out with that. But when you just sit with God and cultivate his presence, it changes the atmosphere. It changes who you are, you know, and I really say that when you do get knocked about, it's just to get in his presence and just say, I need to still myself down just to be in his presence. And I just, that's my prayer, is to be a carrier of his glory. But in Psalm 42, 1 and 2, as the deer pants for the water, so my soul, it pants for you. My God, my soul thirsts for you, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? God wants us to come and to appear before him. You know, and I like it, as a deer pants for the water. You can just see it. It has been parched and dry and it sees the water. And that's what God is saying for us. We get dry, you know, and when we get dry, God says this, I am the living waters. And I know you know all this, but it's going to get where we go into more. And in Psalm 84, 1, 2, how lovely are your dwelling place, Lord Almighty. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. It's about our soul, isn't it? It's our soul. Our soul is who we are. And I was thinking about it last night, and I was thinking, you know, that God wants to heal and restore our souls. In Psalm 23, he restoreth my soul. I always love that. He restores our souls. You know, and I pray for people, and I know that I was in the same position, but sometimes our souls have been stood on with great big boots. You know, with people, with words, with our situation. God wants to restore our soul right back to when he made us in our mother's womb. Because the enemy comes in and he tries to destroy, and he doesn't want you to be the identity that you are in God. He doesn't want you, but God said, I formed you. I made you wonderfully. But you see, our soul gets destroyed. Is that right? It gets restored. And you know, and sometimes when it gets we get hurt, there's darkness that comes into our soul. There's fears that come into our soul. And God wants to say, he wants to restore. And there's things that I'm going to do today one part's quite hard, but I know that I've got to do it. But he heals our brokenness. He brings light into our souls and restores and washes with the blood of God, the blood of Jesus. He restores us. He doesn't want us to stay in as a broken person. But I, you know, as I've talked and walked with people and as I've ministered, we've hurt one another. And God wants to restore that. And the other thing is that when we, you know, there's sometimes we find it hard to let God into some areas of our hearts. I you know, when I was molested, it was an area that I didn't really want God to go in. The memories were hurtful. The memories hurt me. It was like, but when I allowed God to come in, he came with love. He poured his ointment in. He poured his oil in. He poured in and just loved on me. The shame left, all the guilt left, everything about it. I didn't blame myself. I didn't come under condemnation. And it's like God said that he loves to come into our souls and wash with his precious blood. He wants to make us whole, because we're coming in to a time where we're going to walk in the presence of the glory of God. And we have to have our soul restored. And there's something that the Lord, you know, he removes our failures, our fears, torment, bitterness, unforgiveness, trauma, anger, and confusion. But today, this is a hard thing that I'm going to say, but God says that he wants the secrets in our hearts out. Because everything that is hidden is going to be brought out into light. And I really feel some secrets have been hidden for years. And you know, when you have a secret, it might be a lie. It might be that you've taken money off somebody. Now, I know that you all look pure, but I've had people that I've found out and I felt betrayed because they've had secrets in their hearts that they never brought out. And God's saying this is what he wants to do. Because when you have a secret, it enslaves you with great guilt, shame. It brings fear, torment, even terror. And I remember Jack Frost speaking about this at a conference, and he was into so much pornography, and it was destroying his family. He was in full-time Christian work, but he had this secret, and yet people didn't know what the secret was, but they couldn't see the light and the glory. He couldn't cultivate heaven on earth because of the secret and of the darkness. And sometimes there's a secret that we've had that we've pushed down for years and years. It could be an abortion. It could be anything. But I just feel God saying today, I'm just about cut with an eye. But it's like, you know, if you've told a lie to somebody and it's affected the whole outcome, it's good. Some things you just need to go to God with and repent, but others you need to find somebody to talk to that will pray with you, that won't share it, won't tell anybody. But it's got to come out because God says, this is the time I'm going to bring. I'm going to share about my second marriage. And someone came to my ex-husband and gave them this letter, and they were shaking. And they said, there's something that you need to repent of. It is something that you need to bring out into the open, because this hidden secret is going to destroy you. And so he burnt a table that I hated because it had all idolatry around the table. He burnt something else, and I'm going, wow, he's really seeking God here. And he's really, you know, trying to work it out. But he was still covering his sin. It was just a cover. It was like I thought he was doing everything right. But this person that came absolutely shook and said, if you don't bring the secret out into the open, God is going to bring, there's going to be destruction to your life. Well, it came out into the, he didn't bring it to the open. Now, I don't want to put guilt on you from things that you have already been forgiven of, that is totally forgiven. I'm not doing that. I don't want to bring guilt and condemnation, because a lot of you have dealt with stuff. But there's things that God is saying to you today. I want you to come clean, because I want to come into your heart. You can get away with the sin. My first husband got away with sin, and his heart got hardened and hardened, and then they don't even believe it's a sin. But if it's dealt with, I'm not talking about that. But if there's something that you've got hidden that God's putting his finger on, because he's going to shake everything that can be shaken. You know, if we're into an addiction of pornography, get it right today with God. And if you can do that with God and think, yes, I'm not going to do that again, that's okay. But sometimes you need somebody to walk with you. I didn't want to bring this today, but God said we're coming to a place of holiness and purity. But please, I'm not putting condemnation. Can you hear me? You know, if you've done a lie that is continued in the family and hidden, it's good to bring it out into the open, because it clears your conscience. It brings the anointing of God. Then Father says that he comes in and he restores your soul. And you know, before I came today, I had to say, God, is there anything, any secret sin in me? I sought God, because I've had to confess to other people. I remember being in this conference with Jack Frost, and when he confessed and brought it, the whole place was just people just wanting to get their secret sin out into the open. There was people before God kneeling and saying, we want this out, because we want to go on. We want to soar higher. We don't want anything that holds us, where the enemy enslaves us, where the enemy gets us, where the enemy comes into our souls. Because hey, God wants to restore and restore and restore our souls. So I'm coming off the subject now, but I just say, Holy Spirit, Father, we know that we're to come before you with clean hands and a pure heart. David said, Lord, create in me a clean heart, O God. You know, David had sinned, but yet he turned his life right around. I know hidden sin. I've lived with two husbands that's molested. I've had people in leadership that have betrayed me. So I know what hidden sin does. It's not just for you. It absolutely does things around you. And God is saying, I really do want to bring everything out into the light. We want this church to be pure and holy. We want to cultivate the glory of God. And you know, there was a lady that came on and she was prophesying. And she said, any pastors, any people in ministry that do not preach the truth and does not water down the word of God, God said, I'm going to use you in these end times. But if you milk the word, if you misstrew the word, if you do anything, God said that you will become mental. Because God doesn't want you up there preaching the word of God. And so God is saying today, keep a short account. And please, I don't want to bring condemnation. I just feel a lot of you have confessed things and you don't have to go over it again. Just get me. Get me on this. I mean, my past has not been pure. But I've repented. But I haven't got anything hidden. What you get is me is real. I don't want to have any hidden secret. I want to be real before you. And God is saying today, he just wants to touch you afresh. He wants to heal. He wants to restore. He wants to bring back. Okay, so I finished that. But it says here that God sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. You know, even if you're jealous about somebody, in competition, Get it sorted. Let's keep short accounts in God. And what I love it is when you bring things out, the truth sets you free. The more we get our heart, souls, and mind here, the more of His glory will shine through us. You know, that's why I'm so thankful for Jesus and the cross. I'm thankful that every sin that I've committed, and I have committed quite a few things, it's gone and washed on the blood of Jesus. I thank Jesus for the cross. I thank Him that I'm redeemed. I've been made righteous. We've been high priests in Him because of the cross, because of His precious blood that we took today. His blood washes and cleanses us from all things. And it's really, what I'm saying is good news, because when we get things out in the open, we are set free indeed. Our soul can be restored. Even, the Lord just prompted me, even if you've been harsh on somebody and said things that have been not good, even way back, let's get cleansing and forgiveness here. Forgive one another. Forgive and forgive. You know, there's a couple of people that still, when you talk about them, I just get, oh, that hurts. So I'm not completely forgiven them to be fearful of them, or to think, oh, that hurts. And I just feel God saying that, you know, let's keep short accounts. Let's encourage, exhort, and build one another up. The restoring of your soul, talking goodness into people. You know, I just love it. What is heaven like? Just said this, we're cultivating heaven. Heaven is joyful. Heaven is full of joy and love and worship. I tell you what, you can't look at your phones and worship in heaven. You can't get out your book and in heaven you just want to worship, you just want to praise Him, you want to just glorify Him. And this is what God is saying today. He wants us to cultivate heaven on earth. You know what I love? When you get to heaven, there's no backbiting. There's no gossip. There's no slander. There's just all glorifying God. It's just beautiful. The flowers, beautiful. You know, if we cultivated heaven on earth, we would enjoy creation far more than we do now. It's so true. Cultivating heaven in us, letting His presence come. You know, be like David. Create in me a clean heart. Restore unto me my salvation. Restore everything to me. All that You want me to be, God, I want to be it. I don't want anything hidden. I don't want anything in my heart that would be a stumbling block to my children or my grandchildren or to anybody around me. People have left the church because I didn't give them a hug. And I'm sorry about that. Sometimes I'm in a different place. I'm in heavenly and I forget the hug. So just let's be gracious with one another. Let's be caring with one another. All the things I've done that I didn't know I did. But you have to forgive. You have to say, God, I want to cultivate heaven. Just come up and say, if you slip past, I haven't given you a hug, say, Trish, I want a hug. I love hugs. Okay, don't leave because I didn't give you a hug. I want a hug. I want a hug and hug and hug. I want a love. I want heaven to be on earth. In heaven, I love this, in Revelation 19:1, after these things, I heard a loud voice of a great multitude. Just let your mind go there. A great multitude. Heard a loud voice of a great multitude in heaven saying, "Hallelujah." We did that today. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. Can you put that up? It is, oh good. So we're going to sing that, say that. We're, as if in heaven we're going to joy. I want you to go start at hallelujah. Okay. Hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord our God. Again, hallelujah, salvation and glory and honor and power belong to the Lord. Doesn't that feel like a cultivated heaven on earth? You're joining with the millions. Whoa, in heaven. This is what they're saying. I love it. This is what we're going to do. Give him all glory. We're going to go hallelujah. We're just going to go around it like Clive. He's hallelujahing a lot and praising the Lord. And I'm going, for what? But he really, really, really means it. And it's like, cultivate that in your house. The glory, the honor, the hallelujah. I remember little Caitlin, she was our only child we had at in this church way back, and all you could hear her saying was walking around, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm going, praise God, a little child is hallelujahing you, God. Hallelujahing. But you see, it's like the kingdom of God comes on earth, doesn't it? When we're praising him, when we're honoring him, when we're saying hallelujah, we're joining all the angels, all the people in heaven. We are rejoicing. We are cultivating heaven on earth. I don't know what it's going to end up at the end. But God knows. Hallelujah. Yeah, you know, I like to be like Enoch. He walked with God, and he was not here. God took him, but he was so heavenly, cultivated heaven wherever. He was a friend of God. He loved God. We're not going to be taken up, sorry, like Enoch, but we can be so, well, in the rapture we will. Yeah, but if a chariot comes down here now, I will hop on it. And you can join me if you like. But I tell you what, the chariots are getting ready. I believe the Lord's return is so close. And it's like, and I heard this message. I sent it to Lynette, I know, but it said, repent, repent. And it kept on saying repent and tell people to repent because the Lord is getting ready to come back. He's coming, folks. He's coming. And do you know what we've been... I remember Helen just bringing this to me the other day. Who read the God Chasers book? Tommy Tenney's. That if you can get it now, even, it turned me around to be a God chaser. Because if you chase God, you will cultivate heaven on earth. Be a God chaser. Hallelujah. And because, you know, when we're hosting the presence of God, when we're cultivating his presence, this is what we will do. See and do. Heal the sick. Now wait a moment. And as you go, this is Matthew 10:7-8. And as you go, preach saying, the kingdom of God is at hand. So the kingdom of God is on us. What to do? Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely you have, you give. Isn't that amazing? That's a commission for everybody. So if you came to me and says, Trish, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, I'd say, well, this is what it says. Heal the sick, raise the dead, heal the lepers, heal the brokenhearted. That's our commission for everybody. Heal the sick. As we were listening, Clive and I were listening to this guy on, he was a canon from England on God TV, no, Daystar, and he was talking about this lady that was in a coma, and she'd been in a coma for five weeks. And they said, and the family got together and they said, right, we're going to give her five more days and we're going to take her off the machine and we'll let her die. So they said, oh, Cannon and your wife, can you go and pray for her last rites type of thing? And they said, oh, yes, we'll go. Anyway, so they go there and they said, we'll just say the Lord's Prayer over her. So they hold hands, anointed her with oil. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Her eyes opened. Thy kingdom came. The eyes opened. And she went home 2 days later and is alive today. That's the power of heaven. And they were going, not in a heavenly, they're going, why do we have to do this? She's in a coma. But he said, just talk to her as if she's with us. And so they did. They said, Julie, right, we're holding your hand. We're just going to pray for you. We're going to anoint you. And we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And then they got to thy kingdom come. And her eyes rolled, they opened, and they got, they just thought, what do we do here? and she kind of came into a right mind. Because the kingdom of God came. It came. And God's saying, cultivate heaven in your life. Let everything that is pure, what everything is holy, what everything is right, let it be in your heart. I love this, you know, because being in his presence definitely transformation takes place. I mean, how many of us have been transformed? And we've been still transformed, isn't it? You know, and oh, I had a dream that I know that I've got to break off some people too. But the scripture that God gave me, I started singing, give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Isn't that amazing? I was really going through it, and then I'd sing this song, and I'm going, oh, you know, I can't receive that. But now God has restored my soul. God has brought me into a place that I so love him. I just want to be with him. I lie in his presence, and I just think, this might be my time, I might be going. I just go away. Then I go heavenly places, and I'm in the seated with him, and I'm talking with him, and I'm it's like, oh, I'm still here, and what's our road? Ascot Road. But it's like I'm in heavenly places, and that's what God is saying. He's restoring. He brings in his glory into those dark places. He brings his glory into our hurts and pain. If we allow him to open the door of our souls. You know, where people have been and hurt and words, let them pull them out. I just visualize. I don't know whether you, but learn the art of visualizing what he's doing. And then I see him pouring big jars of oil into my heart. And I've seen his hand go over my heart, healing all the parts that have been stabbed. And, you know, darts have gone and even knives, and some people have even tried to squirm it. And God's hand just goes over. He says, I heal the brokenhearted. I heal the brokenhearted. I pour ointment on their wounds. Because God wants us to have beauty for ashes. So Cultivating, you remember this, his presence is to thirst, hunger, yearn for the intimacy with him. Soak in his glorious presence. I had a dream last night, and the Lord said that some people are going in the wrong direction. And because I said, Lord, am I going in the wrong direction? He said, no, I've just got you where I want you to be, so stay there. And I'm going, okay. He said, I've just got you there. No. Because I thought, well, this dream. But it was like I was going through, and it was prickly, and I was trying to, you know, go through. But God said there's people that are struggling in a direction they're not meant to be going. And he wants today to lift you out of that and put you on the direction that God has for you. If some of you feel that you're just pushing and, you know, it's not happening, well, we won't put up hands. I'm just going to pray. Is that all right? Because God showed me that today. Father, I just want to pray for people that, Lord, are walking on the wrong road and walking the wrong direction. It might even be in job or home or whatever. But, Lord, it's not where they're meant to be. And, Father, I pray right now in the Holy Ghost that you just pull them out of that place and, Lord, place their feet upon the rock, which is Jesus. And, Lord, give them clear direction because, Lord, you say that you're a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our paths. And, Father, I just pray that for people right now. That, Lord, that they will, the direction will be so clear. And, Lord, where the enemies come in and, Lord, kind of took them off into a wrong direction, I want to break that right now in Jesus' name. And I just say, God, we just put them in your hands that, Lord, they will soar like eagles into the new direction. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And Father, I just pray, Lord, for this word today. And Father, we want to be ones that chase you. We want to be ones that carry the glory. Father, we don't want to have anything that's hidden from you in our hearts. And Father, we thank you that the truth always sets us free. And Father, I pray that, Lord, you will give beautiful grace to people that have to deal with things today. But Lord, most of all, that you will take us into your glory, that we will just love you more and more and more, that we will just, wow, just have that love. Take us out of our pain. Take us out of the things that have happened in life. Let this be a new day, new dawning, I see. Thank you, Jesus. When I was in Toronto, we were there, the rooster crowed. And it was incredible. It was incredible. And it was out of all the quietness, this woman from Ireland just had this rooster call. She could do it amazing, right high. But it was, God was saying, this is a new day. This is new beginnings. Even today is a new day. And I pray that God gives you dreams and visions. I pray that God gives you new revelations that you've never had before. I just pray for an open heaven for all of us to cultivate him, to be his hands, to be his feet, to be his mouth, that we may pray for the sick, that we may heal the brokenhearted, that we may raise the lepers, also cancer people. Raise the dead. Think about it. This is what the time we're coming into, that we may be glorified. But I just really want you to dwell on that word. God is going to shake everything that's going to be hidden.